Welcome to the Crimson Circle. Boy, did the energy in the room change as the music was playing. And the energy was bouncing off the walls before. And all of a sudden, everything kind of came together in our shoud space. Really nice, really good feeling. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. And we're glad we're here. We've been out on the road for, feels like a couple of months.
But we came back for 6 days in between the Hawaii events and the Europe events to come and do the shout, and we ran right back out.
Absolutely. So it feels really, really good to be back here. And
to come back when the weather's really nice.
Oh, it's so beautiful out today. We're still kind of getting adjusted to the difference in time and altitude and attitude and everything else that we have. But it feels really good to be back here. So welcome, everybody. Delighted that you're here. It's really dark out there, so I can barely see. But we're going to turn up the light so we can talk about who's here as guests from out of state.
I'm excited. Okay.
Oh, don't you hate that? Oh, yeah. Now you know what we live with.
Okay. So from Germany, we have Dorothea. Where are you, Dorothea Hessel? Nice
Hello, Dorothea.
To see you.
Good,
thank you for making the journey.
Yeah. And we were just in Germany six days ago.
Uh-huh. And on our way home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And also from Germany, we have Nicola Rothenberger.
Nicola,
thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for being here.
Glad you're here.
Okay. And then, from Slovenia. Where are you, Oya? Yes.
Slovenia.
Okay. We're going to be there this fall in October. Okay.
She's going to be there at the Bled event, yeah.
I didn't say she wasn't.
Oh, I know, but we're going to see her again, right? Yeah, and is this your first live Crimson Circle event?
Wow.
Wow.
That's a journey.
There's always two things to watch out for here at the monthly shouts. Number one, Linda with a microphone. Bring it on.
You heard it.
Yeah.
It's public.
Yeah. So
you heard it.
You know, and if you're shy and you don't want the microphone, the last thing to do is just go like that, because Linda sees that. It's a magnet, and you'll get the microphone. If you want the microphone, oh, yeah, over here, the microphone. You go invisible to Linda. Yeah.
Now wait. I get inspiration when it comes to handing the microphone. There are many different energies and many different experiences sitting there, and I don't just do it as punishment. Jeez, Jeff!
I get the punishment.
My love, how could you do that? By the way,
I just want to build a little suspense here. Linda on the microphone. Whoa. Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want to upset anybody. I'm upsetting myself just seeing the monitor. I don't know why, but I just had this wild, wild thing. You know, I like to be colorful and bright, but I don't know what possessed me. But I kind of neon shirt here. And then Well, the pants are kind of more me than the shirt. But anyways, the shirt just kind of went a little over my line. I actually have two backups because I'm a little afraid of this one.
No. You look like...
But wait.
No, you look like you're out there working in the highway crew or something.
But wait. Carol, and I was possessed. I just had to do it.
Yeah.
Carol reminded me that Adamus said, don't be dreary. And I thought, there is nothing dreary about this.
Wow. No,
Oh, my God. This glows in the dark.
I know. It's like we don't even need these lights on in here. Wow. I didn't get the memo.
You channeled the memo.
I didn't get the memo. I just channeled it. I don't remember it. But Linda's getting dressed, and I'm like, geez, Linda, you're kind of colorful there today. And she's like, you're not. It's like, thanks. Yeah, who wants to be dreary? I do, actually. But you look great.
No, you don't want to be dreary, but you also don't want to stand out too much.
Yes. No, I just like that.
You're a little shyish.
Low profile.
But that's why you're a channeler?
So next month, I'll wear like something like really outrageous.
Shy guy that channels.
Yeah. That worked when I used to channel with my eyes closed. That worked great because I thought we were all just sitting here like a big cult with our eyes closed.
Don't use that word.
And then I realized, then I realized one day, when I started channeling with my eyes open, oh, crap, you people are looking at me. Stop that. Stop it.
Don't use the C word.
The one that was in the news yesterday?
No. The one you just used.
Cult?
Don't use that word.
Okay, I got to admit, Linda and I have been watching.
I'm
this
hyper.
Thing.
Really
yeah.
Hyped.
Too much coffee?
We've been watching. It's that show.
This series on Netflix called Wild Wild Country. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, is that something?
Oh, my God.
It's about Osho, Bhagwan, something or other. Absolutely fascinating. Really good. Very, very well done. I think it's 6 parts, and it deals with cults, or this one cult. And we're sitting there watching, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. No, this isn't us, because...
And we were going through the list of why it's not.
No, we got a long 8 pages at home, why we are not. Number one on the list, because we were worried. Number one on the list is that the Bhagwan had... they had this this place, a retreat up in Oregon, I think in the 80s or something. He had 93 Rolls Royces, 93. And his followers were trying to get him more so he could have one for every day. He wanted 365. And I thought, I drive an 11-year-old Toyota. No, we're not a cult. Forget that. Anyway.
There's more on the list.
Oh, there's more. Sorry. We interrupted.
No, you didn't. I did.
I just want to make sure everybody knows this is not a cult.
Stop saying that word.
Well, actually, somebody came by the studio one day and said, she wasn't Chambra, and she said, now, I've heard that Crimson Circle is maybe a cult. And she said... She said, are you? And I said, well, define cult.
Why do you keep saying it? Because I told you not to.
I'm not afraid of it.
I told him not to.
I said, define what that is. And she said, well, you know, when somebody joins and they can't leave. I said, well, hell, Adamus is throwing people out. We couldn't be a cult.
Inviting them to leave.
That is a true story. Okay, I'm sorry. Who's hot? I'm going to sit down.
Okay.
So who had more coffee, you or me?
You.
Go ahead.
You, actually.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
No, it's the fluorescent. It's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, from Missouri, we have Carol Ann Cifuentes. Carol Ann is John Kaderka's sister. Be sure to.
Wow.
Carol Ann, would you stand up? Our dear John Kaderka's sister. And also with her is Dawn Elliott. That is John's niece. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
John played such an incredible role in what we do.
And I know Leslie gave you the tour and really the house that John built, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so cool.
Okay. Oh, no, now I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, you were anyway, but now I add to the list. What else do you have?
You're already keeping a list?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to screw this up. Where's the microphone?
No, just wait.
Okay, you say it.
Okay.
I don't want to do it wrong.
Somebody from California. We got a lot of help.
Thank you both for being here. Swetha and her mother, I'm going to just to go for it. Bulakshmi.
Oh, really? Well, you got it.
Was it close? Okay,
welcome.
If it wasn't, thank you anyways.
And how come you're sitting separate? You came in late. Oh. Well, one of these days, Chambra would move if you want. I mean, they're very accommodating. Come on over. Yeah, there's.
And Chaitanya is here, her husband.
Good to see you again.
We love you guys. Thank you for making the trip.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And?
He moved.
Oh.
He's no longer from Florida. From North Carolina, we have Moshe.
Hi, Moshe.
Hello, Wait. Moshe.
How are you doing?
From Illinois, back here.
Illinois.
LaDonna, where are you?
You're back.
Looking good.
Are you back for good, or are you?
No, my daughter graduated. I'm getting her to the park.
Okay. We missed you.
I missed you guys.
Yeah. Where are you in Illinois?
West Chicago.
Right.
Wheaton, which?
Oh yeah, I know where that is. Yeah. We know. We've been there. We've been there.
Isn't there too much corn there or something?
No. It's very Christian.
Yeah.
Evangelical or Christian?
Evangelical.
There is a little bit of it.
Guy, after he passed away last month or 2 months
Right.
They had, like, for days, they had parades.
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Wow.
I mean, a little, yeah.
A little dreary.
Let's just say I'm Chicago.
Chicago, okay.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah, that sounds, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Henrys, yeah. Okay, so.
And we will get the microphone up here so we can, if somebody wants to talk, okay.
Oh, that could be trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at this group. You can see it in their eyes. They all want the microphone.
They're ready to go.
You've been warned. Okay. And then, okay, he's not here. Bernard's not here. Okay, from Texas, Christy Harris. Where are you, Christy?
Hi, Christy.
Thank you. Glad you could be here.
So what part of Texas?
Oh.
No. Oh, Midland, Texas. Oh, I've been through there one time. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that West Texas?
Yeah, West Texas.
Is that
yeah.
West Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do they call it Midland then?
They weren't so good on the map thing. That's out in oil country. Yeah. George Bush country. Yeah, wow. Has your accent changed? You talk
it will.
In Texas? Yeah. We lived in Texas for 15 years. Bless your heart. And when somebody in Texas says, bless your heart, you know what that really means. Yes.
You dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of. Oh, we need to get together sometime for dinner. Forget about it. They don't want you over.
I'm fixing to do that.
I'm fixing, yeah.
I'm fixing.
Fixing.
Okay, and last but not least, Tim from North Carolina. Where are you, Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim. Good to see you.
Thank you for bringing in. Who's this guy hiding on the aisle? Who are you?
Me, I'm David.
Hi, David.
How you doing?
Where are you from, David?
I travel. My car's in Spain right now. So.
Oh, taking a little vacation, the car is. Yeah, that's a nice place to go. Yeah. Has the car found any nice parking lots it could recommend?
She parked the last on the street.
Oh.
Don't worry, it'll be there. When you get back. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Great. And again, welcome everybody.
Oh, wait. Another dear one. Damien.
Yes.
Where are you from, Damien?
From Colorado. I live in Longmont.
Oh. Well.
First shout.
Oh, first
and you're
shout.
Admitting it.
Oh,
wow. Whoa.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Did somebody
glad
bring you
here.
Here? Did you?
My father, Gary.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Cool.
Fiance. Oh, yeah. Tad and Gary are getting married, didn't you know?
The day after
July
the show.
July 8th, wow. And he's your dad? He's a nice guy.
Father, yeah,
he's a nice guy, yeah, wow.
He is a nice guy.
This is great. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
And your kid actually showed up? Wow.
Yeah.
That's not so
good. You'll have fun. It's great. Okay.
We try to keep it a little light.
Yeah, it seems like a long, long time since the last shout.
It has been.
And it has been. I forgot, you know, about dreary and all. So we're going to take a look at last month's shout video recap. Let's take a look.
Here we go.
So, dear Chambra, it's interesting. We're ahead of schedule. I thought it was going to take longer to get over the wounds, the processing, the addiction to energy. I thought it was going to take a long time to get over that. But there was such a core group of Chambra from all around the world, ones who are here, ones watching in today, that said, we're going to be bold and courageous. We're going to take this next step. We're going to jump into it. And here we are. We're already talking about creation. That is a huge step. We did it through a number of things. We did it, number one, with, I would say, one part information. We did it with one part humor, entertainment, distraction. One part distraction, a hugely important, never underestimate the value of distraction because humans get very mental. And then I'd say about five parts allowing. That probably made the biggest difference of anything that we've done together, just that allowing. I love allowing, and it's gotten us to where we are now, where we can really talk about creation. And this is where it gets fun. All the rest of it's been a little hard, but this is where it gets really fun when we go into our own creations. That is the Atlantean dream. To be here, embodied, and creating. It's one thing just to say, okay, I made it to mastery, I'm embodied, I'm here. But without the creation portion of that, the conscious creation, I am creation, it's actually almost not worth staying. And many of you have wondered about that in the past. Why should I stay? The answer is creation. To be creating from within your creation. That's the reason for staying. So today's question is, and this is kind of a riddle and a question at the same time. What is an attribute that has no place in embodied mastery? It might be an attribute, well, it is for most of you an attribute you have now, but you're not going to want to be carrying it into embodied mastery. What is it?
Being fearful at any point in time.
Caring what people think. That's the big thing.
I believe it. I doubt.
Disgust.
With what?
Everything.
Anger.
Adamus is my teacher.
But oh!
You know.
But Adamus is my
peer. Not the right answer, but... What you're not going to bring with you into ascended mastery is boredom. The human is gray. Mass consciousness is gray and dreary. And it's really going to appear gray and dreary once you have finished the integration process. Because for you, life is going to be filled with so much, for lack of better words, color, depth, 3D, but 100D. You are not going to be bored as an embodied master, period. You can't be. At times, you are going to feel so overwhelmed with just pure passion, even if nothing's happening, but pure passion, that you feel you're going to explode. But because of all of the work we've done up to now, it's not going to overwhelm the mind. It's going to trip you up a little bit, but it's not going to overwhelm the body or the mind. You're moving right now from kind of grayness and lack of passion and some boredom, a lot of boredom. There's a lot of boredom out there with Chambra. And what I would call the dreary life. You're moving away from that because you're also moving away from mass consciousness. As an embodied master, you're going to be really sensitive and aware of things. And sometimes it is going to bother you being in a dreary world. But then what are you going to do? You're going to stop and take a deep breath. I exist. And then you're just going to create. You're going to be painting on top of a gray canvas. And the gray canvas is not yours. It's life. It's life. So what you're not going to be bringing with you, boredom, grayness, dreariness. Let's talk for a moment now about energy and life. You may have never considered this before, but there is a huge difference between energy and life. With this music that's going to play, it's just energy. You know, I have said now that energy is just a communication. A communication, it's all it is. Whether it's communicating as music, or it's communicating as light, or it's communicating as money, it's just communication, all of it. And nothing happens with that energy, which is just communication, until you're present, until there is consciousness. Nothing. That's life, when consciousness meets energy, when consciousness allows, when it is present, I am here. Suddenly the energy starts moving and we have life. Energy is everywhere and it's yours. It's waiting for you. When you are present, when you have said, I am going to be my life, in my life, of my life, creator of my life, when you are that committed and you have that much passion for being here, suddenly your energy comes to life. The energy now is in service to you, and it will facilitate your creation in the life that you dream and choose. Period. Never again mistake energy for life. Life is when you choose to be in your creation. Go ahead.
Don't be dreary.
Don't be dreary. And I'm glad we always do the recap. Because
yeah.
I forget what we talked about, and then it gets kind of blurred because we've been out on the road for a little while now and doing a lot of different events.
Great events.
Yeah, and so I kind of forget, you know, what we did in the Shoud, what was in a workshop.
And Keyhawks in between.
Yeah, so last 3 weeks or so, we've been in Europe. We were first
Scandinavia.
In, yeah, it's so beautiful. This is actually a shot from, I think it's Bergen, Norway. So we were in Bergen, which is kind of on the little bit like central west coast of Norway. Just beautiful there.
Stunning.
It is really stunning. And then we went down to Denmark to that city, middle.
He's near Fredericia.
Middle, near Fredericia. And what? I didn't say anything.
I was warned.
I know. Just beautiful there. There's so much nature. It's so pristine. Everybody is so polite. Something in Scandinavia, so polite. All right, I got to explain. Linda got an award from the Chamber of Commerce. A medallion. Did you bring it today?
No, you warned me.
So she got a medallion, an award from the Chamber of Commerce for helping to promote and make bring awareness to Middelfart, Denmark. And it was presented to her at the Threshold event. And then actually it's raised such an international kind of a presence. Actually, the Gaia TV in Denmark came and interviewed us. And I think this is a true story.
Really,
they did. And I think it was prompted because of all the awareness now of Middelfart, Denmark. So they did come over one afternoon. It was really interesting. They're really, really great people.
They knew too much about the material.
They'd done their research about Crimson Circle. But Linda, bring the medallion next time. She's embarrassed. No,
I'm not. You are.
Nobody. I am. Nobody else that she knows of has ever gotten the Big Fart Award. So the middle fart. Yeah, but she got the Big Fart. Anyway, we had two great, great, great events. We'll talk about them in just a moment, but let's play the video recap, just kind of shots of Chambra and some of the quotes that they said about the workshops. We did the Master's Guide in Norway with about 85 people, and then we did the Threshold in Denmark, always limited to 25 people. So let's take a look at these events. Thank you. You may have noticed that there were almost no nighttime shots because there was no nighttime. We were far enough north, and it's close enough to the middle of the year, that the sun really wouldn't go down until about 10:30 at night, and then it would be kind of like
twilight.
And it
wasn't even dark.
No, it was like twilight. And then about 3 o'clock in the morning, the sun comes up again. And it's talking about...
You're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like, yeah, I'm ready to go. And it's like, oh my God, it's only 4
o'clock. It's only 4. It's kind of a very surreal, very strange. And you're trying to sleep, and you know, the body has, I forgot what it's called, a circadian rhythm to it, and it adjusts to light. And no matter how much melatonin I took, it didn't help because it was always light out. So it was very strange.
But I want to say, go back to the slides. You know, we're always trying to figure out, how do we tell people?
Yeah.
We always say, oh, it was the best event ever. And everybody's like, you guys say that every time. And it's like, well, we say that because it's true.
They just keep getting better.
And it's because it's the reason that each event is the best event and it just keeps getting better is because we all keep expanding. And so each time the events are, it is the best one because it's the most recent and expanded one. And there are things that are always wonderful, but it's beyond words what we get to see and humbling.
The people we get to meet,
yeah. Absolutely humbling. And so we finally discovered that instead of us trying to put it into words, because we always say the same thing. That's why we took the quotes from the attendees. Yeah. You know, and that was when I saw those, was like, that's the way to do it. Let the attendees say what it meant to them.
So but there's nothing like being with Chambra.
Incredible.
And, you know, together having dinner. I mean, the sessions and all are great, but just being with Chambra and truly amazing. We just love it. We get high off of it.
It's like too much sugar.
But it's so beautiful. And that was the first master's guide we've done. We had no idea what it was going to be about. It was incredible.
It was.
Wait.
See, they already put again. The quotes are already there. The quotes are already there.
Okay.
The quotes
all right. Well, we'll move on to upcoming events.
It was an incredible event, and especially, I mean, the participation and everyone having their own personal experience. It was just stunning and humbling.
In Threshold, Adamus interacts personally with everybody, and there was, I think it was the first day even, you know, we'd gotten going. We're supposed to go from about 9:30 to 1:30, and Adamus didn't care because he was having too much fun with the personal. It was almost like a reading for everybody. We went to like 3:30 that day. I was exhausted.
And nobody had lunch. Yeah, so everybody's like, arr!
Adamus doesn't care, but it was great. Anyway,
and they didn't care because they all wanted their chance to interact with them.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got a number of events lined up for this summer at the studio, beginning with Sexual Energy School online.
Oh boy.
We're going to be doing that June 15th through the 17th. You can register for it online. It will be online. Linda and I will host it live here from the studio. No studio audience, but we'll be online with you.
So we'll be with you.
Yeah. Again, Sexual Energy School, I'm sure you know about it. It's the core. I mean, it's really absolutely one of the basics for your energy management and also for the masculine-feminine integration.
And one more. When you hear if you haven't taken this class and you've been listening to all the headlines and all the stupidity out there and all the craziness, I can't tell you anything that has helped me imagine how to understand this and put it in perspective like the Sexual Energy School. That material by far is the most supportive thing I've done.
We only offer it online twice a year. So if you have the chance this summer, it's a great time to watch. Otherwise, it'll be end of the year before we offer it again. But truly a great, great, life-changing.
And it's literally because of the nature of it. And the request of this, when we do live workshops, so many people begged us over the years to say, please require this. We can tell you who didn't take the class when we would do workshops. We listened, and we make it a requirement for any of our large events, any of our live events.
Most of them.
And it's incredible because what happens is when everybody has that understanding of how those male-female energies and energies in general are managed, Adamus moves so much faster because there's nobody dragging it back. Everybody's moving forward very quickly, managing their energy and working through their whatever their personal experience is.
Yep. So that's online, middle of June. And we're going to be doing the channeling workshop from here. I'm going to back up a little bit, though. We don't have a graphic for it, but next month, in the July shout, I think July 7th, is the our annual barbecue party. So immediately following the shout, we're going to be bringing out the drink and the food and everything else, having a good time. So if you're here local and you want to join in, I don't know where
you
we
can
are.
Come from anywhere. You don't have to be a local.
I mean, if you're here in person, I don't know where we are in registration, how many more we can handle, but that is the barbecue event is next month.
It's fun. We try to be, you know, we're social and we hang out and it's summer. It's nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. And we kind of own the parking lot.
We do. So it's, oddly enough, everybody right around us is moving out. I don't know what
that's
about.
What does that say?
What is that saying?
What?
It's a call.
Oh, yeah, we use the C word. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway, in July, it's the channeling workshop that is sold out. That's really fun to do because Linda and I do it. I don't do any channeling at all, actually. We talk about how to channel. And then by the second day, we're into it in the small groups and once we break through
that
first, you know, kind of hesitation, once we break through, people are really amazing. So, but I'm sorry, it's sold out. We are going to do one, though, in Europe sometime. Well, it's different when you're doing it with other languages, but we've done it before. It works out. But next year, a lot of people are asking for it.
Okay,
and then coming up in early August.
Oh, boy.
It is the... I forgot what we call it, the Teru Party. We're going to have Guruji here on stage, and she's going to be talking, doing a reading about Crimson Circle and about Chambra and whatever else we ask her to do. And then she does private readings the next day if anybody's interested. She's really quite amazing, very entertaining, and I'm looking forward to seeing how she and Adamas interact together. So we will be doing a live thing with Adamas, so that should
be
Saturday, August 11th, right here at the studio.
Should be entertaining.
And then coming up shortly, shortly after that is the new human species.
That's spooky.
It's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to like kind of be intriguing, mysterious, spooky, the graphic. That is with Steve
now
Rother.
That's really spooky.
That's really spooky. Steve Rother, Jim Self, and myself. We got together last summer, and we did something, and it was really good. So we said, let's do it again. So that's coming up in August. It's going to be online or in person. Make sure to register pretty soon if you're doing it in person. I think it's starting to fill up. We're going to be doing that in English and in Spanish with Vili. Hi, Vili in the booth.
Did you schedule that on purpose, the eve of your birthday?
No, it had nothing to do. It was actually the only time we could really do it.
Yeah, but right.
We could do a big celebration also for my birthday.
Okay.
While we're at it.
You're so shy.
Anyway, coming up in September, we're back in Italy. Can't wait to go back there. We're going to be doing the Master's Guide. And now that we got the first one done, we can talk a little bit more about it, but it's sold out, so... We won't.
Not to worry.
Yeah.
There's always places on the wait list, and you would be shocked how it is possible to actually get in more likely than you would ever imagine. So if you're interested, particularly...
Make sure to get on the wait list.
Yeah, get on the wait list. Yeah. And particularly if you're in Europe, because there can always be a last-minute cancellation that allows us to make a space.
Absolutely. After that, it's back to Slovenia, back to Bled. It's a magical place.
It is.
And we're going to have the magic of the Masters.
I mean, you realize that's a real photo of the island and Lake Bled and that castle on it. I mean, that is a real photo.
But some people are confused. They thought we're going to be doing it in that church on the island. And no, it's just out in the middle of the lake. We have
they don't allow ghosts.
We don't have a venue. No, they would not allow us. Anyway, that is coming up on October 6th and 7th. We have about, 375, 400 people already signed up. So it's going to be a big gathering. I think we can accommodate up to 450.
It's a community center with regular sort of theater style seating in it. So if you have a chair, you got a real chair.
Let's take a look at that Bled area.
Oh, it is beautiful. Thank you.
video is so epic. I mean, boy.
It really is that beautiful place.
Oh, it is. It's amazingly beautiful.
And they're really good to visitors.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have four channels or channelers. No, one channeler, four channels. Kuthumi, Saint Germain, Adamus, and Sam. Mm. So, yeah, what a lineup. And what a pressure.
Poor you.
Poor me. Thank you, baby. Mm. Oh, thank you, thank you. But in addition to that, we're also going to have the Divine Joy Theater presenting To Be or Not to Be in a Relationship. And this is the second time they've gotten together to do their presentation to the group. It's an international cast of acting masters. Okay, had to stop and think about that one. Also, live music with Joham. We worked with him recently up in Norway. It was really good to be back together with them. And it is really the biggest Schomburg gathering of the year. We don't normally do big gatherings. We prefer the kind of the intimate settings like Threshold or Master's Guide or things like that. But it's fun to get together once a year and just raise hell.
Nobody parties like this group. Oh, my God.
And Bled is a small little town outside of Ljubljana. And we're just going to take over the town. I mean, it is going to be cult city.
We just can't leave that word alone. Okay, next.
Anyway, back in Hawaii in November for AMIO Retreat, it sold out, so we'll kind of move on that.
Oh,
and
really?
Then shortly after that also, it is on the 20th through the 24th of November, the Japanese version of the AMIO Retreat. So we have quite a few Japanese already signed up
for
that.
Yes, we do.
I
know
that.
Several of them were trying to schedule their SES class in.
Oh, right.
That's the only reason it's still open.
I've seen kind of an increase in SES classes in Japan. That's why. Oh, okay. Then in February, we're just announcing these. These are just now going public. We're going to be doing the AMIO Retreat in Kona, February 9th through the 13th.
We don't have to be in Colorado in February?
No, it's already about half sold out. So if you're interested, please don't delay. That's one thing we hear from people all the time. Well, I just waited too long. But we do limit so many of the workshops
and
the numbers.
And the retreat, especially because it's a small, intimate space, and we want to make sure that there's plenty of room.
And then after that, also in Kona, the Threshold. Mm. I love doing the Threshold. Oof. Really, truly my favorite, and Master's Guide, and the Shout. No, I really do love it. So that's about it for the upcoming events. All of these are available in the store. Let's take a look at Schomburg News.
That store is at crimsoncircle.com.
It is. Always make sure to check out the Schomburg magazine. New one just came out a few days ago, and it does list all the events and everything you need to know, plus some really great articles. And we're always open to articles from Schomburg about your personal experiences. So if you have something you're just festering to write about, make sure to write it. Thank you, dear. And, just to give you a...
Back to the C word.
What word? Okay, what?
That.
So just to give everybody an update, we've had a lot of questions, people concerned, you know, even our families, believe it or not. I mean, for the first time in years, heard from them, and it's like, are you doing okay? And it's like, yeah, we're in Europe. It's on the other side of the world. It's like, how is everything on the Big Island?
My favorite of all was actually getting all these emails from people saying, you guys go to the Big Island and you blow it up with all that energy. It's like, oh, please.
Well, Linda, actually, it did start like 2 days after the last workshop, I think. I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not, but obviously they're having a volcano on Kilauea. It's pretty amazing.
But it's always been live. It just got more live.
It is a live, active volcano. We've stood right there, about where this camera shot was taken, looking into the crater. And it's a tourist attraction, but I've got a theory. So it's getting all this worldwide attention. And if you've been there, you realize it's a big island. I mean,
that's why they call it the Big Island.
It's really big. And it's way on the other side of the island.
And it's a mountain.
It's a huge tourism attraction.
Wait,
I mean,
the island is literally a mountain.
Yeah, I would say half the tourism is people coming to see the volcano. Now they really get to see it. And
more than ever.
No, it's amazing. You know, what is sad is it has destroyed some homes, but I don't think I would have built a home at the bottom of an active volcano. I just don't think I would have.
It's like building on a floodplain.
It's like, yeah. It's quite amazing. You've seen the footage of the lava going out into the ocean and just, well, we're expanding the island for future Shamper. We got to make it bigger. We have had quite a bit of concern about the villa, and you have to understand, it's a huge island, and the volcano is located right about there, where that arrow is. And some of you have been there, you've seen it, you've been on the big island.
You know how long it takes to get there?
It takes a long time. The villa is located where that other arrow is, and in between is about 100 miles or 160 kilometers. So it's a long way, and in between those two arrows is a mountain that is 13,000 feet high.
Above sea level.
I've never seen the mountain. I mean, the house, our villa, is kind of just at the base of it, and I've never seen it because it's so high and there's always clouds around it, but there's a big mountain.
It's like being in New York City and trying to find the top of a big building.
But then you fall over.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you done that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell the tourists.
Only
do
it once.
And then boom, they go over. Anyway, it's the villa's fine, and the volcano is actually very interesting because, I mean, the timing and everything, it's drawing international attention to the island, although we're not affected by it. They've said once in a while the fog gets your eyes a little itchy, but
if the natural wind pattern changes.
Right. But there's that big mountain that keeps the wind going the other way. So everything is fine at the villa. We're going there next month.
In July, you'll hear from us first.
Right, right. So, and it even Pele thinks it's all a big joke. Oh. That is an actual unretouched photograph of the crater with a big smiley face. So Pele's saying, thank you, Shamber, for being here. Let's have a little fun. Let's move some energy on this planet right now. I thought that was great.
It's funny.
And it's an actual photograph.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. Okay, what else do we have?
Kihon.
What's next? Oh, yeah. You know what I really love about Kihak?
Everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's twice a month, and we do it so often from the road. We've done it literally at the base of the pyramids. We've done it in Hawaii and Japan,
wherever
Australia,
wherever we are.
I love it because it really kind of keeps me connected, and I think the Kihakers. You know, we go a month in between each shout, and that's like a lifetime sometimes. And Kihak just keeps that connection every 2 weeks. Adamus brings out material there that he eventually will bring out in the shouts, but not in the same depth as he does. And Keyhawk really takes the deep dive into things.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, and this Keyhawk's 8 starts on July 1st. Registration for it, though, ends on June 15th. We do have 2 sessions a month, and this year it's going to be translated in both Spanish with Vili and also in Russian. First time in Russian. So, yeah, it'd be really kind of fun doing that with both those translations. The registration does close June 15th, so if you're even partly interested, make sure to sign up by the 15th. The first session is July 1st. It's kind of an introductory session, but that's also where Adamus lays out what the coming year is going to be about.
That's where Adamus really puts his focus on where he's going is through Keyhawk and the people participating in Keyhawk.
So it's 8th year. It's evolved in so many different
ways.
And the one thing we all thought when he first announced it eight years ago. And we scampered to try to quickly put things together to accommodate it, but we thought it would be kind of a recurring program. In other words, here is a system, here's a program, we're just going to do it once a year, and it's not. It's
evolves.
It constantly evolves.
And
constantly. So every time we do one, it's a whole new experience for us, and we love it, and I hope you consider taking part in Keyhawk.
We're on the journey with you.
Yep. Good. And one last thing before we take a break. Get ready for Adamus.
Oh, boy.
If you haven't heard or you haven't listened, Master's Life 7, I Am Creation, came out last month. It is, let's take a look, see what it is. It was kind of that next step, like, oh, my gosh.
He just is plowing forward.
Yeah. I am that I am. The heart and the spirit of Saint Germain. I am creation. Is not true creation why you came here? It combines the human experience with the master, with the I am. It combines and brings in something I call the now future. And it brings in the awe of creation. True I Am Creation requires spiritual maturity. It means that you've earned your wings by staying true to yourself. Our whole journey here is about embodied realization. That's why you're here. But there's more. What you really came here for is to be the I Am Creation while in the physical body. Take a deep breath. For where we are going, there are no memories. Now we are true creators. So leave behind, from this moment forward, leave behind all of the old beliefs about creation, what it is. For you're about to discover that it's quite different. Take a deep breath and join me in a place. It's like a desert at twilight, a desert with billions and billions of grains of sand, a desert as far as the eye can see. You know the sands of the desert? They're like every experience you've ever had, and then all the stars in the heavens above, billions. Are they not reminders in the heavens above of where you came from, what you've done, and here you are. Take a deep breath into the I exist. Can you sense it? Feel it. You exist. You know, creation, it has an amazing sense to it. It puts one in awe. in our twilight desert, surrounded by stars and sand, surrounded by potentials. Open your senses up. Let yourself feel the awe of creation. Where we're going in the I Am creation, you have to be ready to let energy serve you. You can't do it halfway, you can't do it partially. You have to be truly ready to let energy serve you. You've earned your wings and now you're ready to soar. Let that energy come in and lift you up. Great. Instead of Linda and I telling you what we think about it, we have some quotes. Linda, would you mind reading these? These are from actual viewers.
This is something real, new, a big step on our way to realization. It's the most profound and sweet experience I've had in years. Can this be the most important experience? For me, it is for sure. Master's Life 7 is the doorway to realization. I have now met myself within my creation. I'm in awe of my own creation and so grateful that I gifted myself with this most beautiful material I ever experienced so far. And so you have it.
So seven sessions in Master's Life 7, and there is a seven with Saint Germain, and then the last one is with Adamus.
Well, he couldn't stay away.
That was kind of interesting. You have 90 days access to the files online, and it's $145 between now and July 31st, and the price goes up. How many here have viewed it, have watched it? Oh, quite a few, good, mm-hmm. Quite a few. To me, it was just... Yeah, I'm not going to say anything because everybody else said the word. So with that, before we take a break, we want to thank everybody out there who is so much a part of this, the workshop hosts that do such an amazing job.
Inga and Marianne in Norway, and Bodil in Denmark.
Yeah, and the website hosts, the Crimson Circle Angels. By the way, Angels, we have a special Adama session coming up, and later... this month or next month, soon, you'll get a notice on it. The Crimson Circle staff, who always do an amazing job. The translators. I
mean, there's incredible group of people that just quietly do all that work in the background.
So we want to thank everybody. This is truly an amazing journey into realization, just beyond words. So yeah. Thank you. It's time now for a coffee break. We're going to see you back here in about 31 minutes. For those who are new, be careful because there's chocolate back there, and Shambro will run you down in order to get some of the chocolate
really
and other
careful.
Food.
So. But hey, locals, everyday people, you lovely people, please be nice to the new people.
Oh, they're nice, but as long as they get the food first.
Yeah, but just don't get between them and their chocolate.
Anyway, everybody watching and online, we're going to be back in about 30 minutes. Thank you.